8:35 with the Morning After each and every Saturday morning on Q105. 8 to 10 podcasts after the show on Q105.com. There's no after show podcast without Bumble Ashley today, but we'll have some podcasts during the week, Q105.com. I saw Ashley the other night. Before we get into this, these kids throwing stuff over the overpass or off the overpass, I saw Ashley the other night. I went over to see Jeffy McGee, and we did a game night. And it's at Starbound, where Jeff does some work during the week. And I was sitting there like this. My hat was down, had my jacket on. And he looks over at me and he says, "Can I help you?" Huh? He didn't recognize me because of, why haven't you cracked any mustache jokes? Because it's too, the fruit is too low hanging?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're in there. Don't get me wrong.
Are you fighting yourself?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's an internal battle inside of me right now that is just keeping me from, like, even acknowledging that beautiful porn stash that you have. It is almost, it's like you stabbed Magnum P.I. and took his facial hair.
Yeah.
It is, it's,
it's
wow. Nobody ever commits to just the mustache.
Here's what was happening. I mean, I was ready to shave. Like, it had been probably 2 months since I shaved. And then I went down the left side. We started on the left side. I trim. I haven't seen my face. I shave like once a year. Went down. And I went down the other side. I was like, look at that. There's something in the middle there. Who doesn't need a warm upper lip underneath their giant nose this time of year? And I'm like, you know what? I am owed blanks. Let me leave it.
I've very rarely seen anybody just grow a mustache or like ever.
Somebody the other night, my friend Alex said, "How did you grow that so fast?" I'm like, "Well, it was always there. I just took everything else off." Now, when I was at Maddie and Bella the other day, there was a girl that I have, we've done Twitter stuff. But we've never met in person. And I was like, "Hey, you follow me on Twitter." I was like, "I guess this means we're finally having coffee." She was taken aback, either because of that or because of this, or a combination of. Haven't heard from her again.
Yeah, well, you know, the porn mustache amplified by, like, weird things that you say make it even weirder.
I know. Yeah. I know. Like, you probably wouldn't want me near your kids, right? It's Q105, 8:37. It was Tuesday or Wednesday when these four kids, teenagers, threw a sandbag off of an overpass. Do you know which one it was?
Well, overpass?
Yeah. It was somewhere around here.
Yeah, it was somewhere by the trail and like 75.
The turnpike?
Yeah.
Okay. A guy was injured from Warren, Michigan. I hope he's going to be okay. It could have been a lot worse. They got charged with felonious assault. Mm. A lot of people have said it could be attempted murder. It made me, this happens like once a year, and maybe now more so once the snow kicks in, because people will throw ice, kids will throw ice off of overpasses. It made me think of something that I almost did when I was a kid, that would have ruined like every year up until I was 18 or like early 20s. Now, I know you have some dark things in your background, right?
No.
Yeah.
I've done some dumb things as a teenager.
I don't know how long these kids are going to get nailed for or put away or whatever. Hopefully they've learned their lesson. I haven't heard much about it since it.
They're like 13 and 14 years old.
Yeah, teenagers. I think I've mentioned before, and I think a lot of people have thought of doing this. Like, hey, we've got this goldfish from the carnival. Let's hurl it. Yeah, I thought about doing that. But I think a lot of people think about hurling those goldfish.
No.
Oh, they don't?
No. Okay. No, not when they're given to you as a pet. No.
But you know they're not going to exist. It's like you're doing them a favor by throwing them in the traffic.
Yeah.
The other thing I almost did, when I told you I got caught stealing at Sports Authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got caught stealing at Sports Authority. There was like a mini stealing theft spree before that, like baseball cards and like Marvel figures. I remember like darting out of a mall because a woman asked to see what was in my pockets. But I finally got caught. I was like 14 or 15 at Sports Authority for stealing a wallet for money that I didn't have. The guy threatened to shoot me when he chased me out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also some fire stuff involved. I was a little pyro. I considered throwing a lit book of matches into a mailbox.
All right. So, obviously, there's a little battle between you and impulse control.
I won, thankfully.
Yeah, you won. Would you say it was like 75% throw a lit book of matches in a mailbox?
I don't know.
Or was it like, you know, it was 50-50. I could have gone either way.
Maybe I thought, I'm not going to see the fire in there anyway, so don't do it. I wasn't stopping.
There's no payoff in the end.
I wasn't stopping to think, you know, Judy down the block isn't going to get her electricity bill. I was like, that's like a federal crime. And I think back and go, I wouldn't have seen like 18, 21.
I think if you lit somebody's mail on fire, you're probably not going away until you're 18. I think, you know, if you do something like to that extent, you've burned a house down with people inside of it. You've done something pretty heinous where they have to put you away for an extended period of time. You're probably not going to run into a guy who's like, hey, what are you in for? Threw a book of matches into a mailbox and set old Lady Johnson's electric bill on fire. Got 20 years. That's probably not happening.
But there's, okay, you killed somebody.
Yeah.
Arson.
Accidentally, yeah.
Killed, but like, that's like messing with federal. That's like when you rip the tag off of a mattress.
Oh, stop.
Like you go away for life. You were, can we talk about any of your bad stuff or no?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
We can, you know, and I can kind of relate to these kids. And here's the thing. When I was little, like a bunch of neighborhood kids and myself included, we would throw rocks at cars, like driving down the road. We didn't think it was going to hurt anybody.
Right.
We never, I mean, it was just like, you know, and by no means do I condone the behavior, but we didn't have forethought. You know, in the entire group of kids that I hung out with in my neighborhood, none of us looked up at one another and went, hey, you know what? Maybe we could hurt somebody. Nobody said that. It was, wow, this will be fun if they stop and chase us. You know,
or the windshield cracks.
Nobody even thought of that. Yeah. You know, it was never, oh my God, we could do damage to these cars, or oh my God, we could hurt somebody. It was, wow, this is thrilling. We were just, wow, almost getting in trouble. Like nobody looked at each other and went, we could seriously hurt someone.
Or kill them.
Yeah, or kill them.
They swerve to dodge it, or it hits the windshield, you know, and they swerve in oncoming traffic. Yeah, they don't
never
think about it.
Never thought about that. And you know, I was, when all this was going down, I was thinking, you know what? The one thing that I can only hope for as far as my kids go is that I can at least minimalize the poor decision.
Right.
You know, maybe you're on the edge of doing something like ridiculous, but it's so like you're talking about maybe throwing a rock in a pond or something, you know.
And a duck.
Yeah. To make it, you know, not to say that that's a like a good thing, but it at least your bad decisions are small bad decisions and not huge bad decisions that could alter the course of your life.
When I was a kid and talking about throwing the goldfish and you throwing the rocks, like you don't have enough life experience, and this isn't an excuse. You don't have enough life experience to understand that someone will try to dodge that, or it will hit the windshield and they'll jerk the wheel.
Yeah.
And you don't think about that because you're not a driver. We as adults know that that could happen. So what you're saying is like, just give them enough so that they have a fraction of a second thought to go, something bad could happen. I shouldn't do this.
No, I don't know exactly what's going to happen,
right,
but I know something bad could happen. So this is one of those things I'm going to walk away from. But, you know, it's crazy to think about that. I was like, oh my God, you know, but there before the grace of God.
Right.
Like that could have been, you know, when I was 12, 13 years old, that could be me. You know, because I did that exact same, but nothing bad happened.
Thank God.
Thank God. You know, but I never would have thought anything bad could have happened when I was doing it.
You just think it's fun.
Yeah. I guarantee you those kids did not wake up in the morning and go like this, hey, maybe we could really hurt somebody today.
Right. It was, let's have some fun. And you can't process the consequences because, again, not to make an excuse, you can't fathom. Like, you still look at the stuff on TV and go, yeah. Oh, they're actors. They walk away from it. 8:45 with the Morning Rush. We called Philip. Philip forgot that it was Saturday. He forgot that it was Saturday. I realized that could happen.
It's that lifestyle.
It's that you know what? Forgetting days and time conducive to that lifestyle. 8:45. You know, Brett's is closing the very LGBTQ-friendly club in Uptown on Adams. So Floyd, Deja, a friend of the show, will be in to talk about that and why and where do we go from there shortly after 9 o'clock this morning on Q105.
The Denny Schaefer Show.